Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, welcome back. Week 5 recap, Degenerate Derek Podcast. I think Friday's episode got posted, so hopefully you guys were able to download it. Everything went well there. Hopefully. I think so, because, you know, there were people tweeting me my picks and stuff like that. Because I tweeted out my picks on Sunday, like I said I was going to, except for the numbers had changed, so I didn't want to tweet out old numbers. So I just tweeted out what the lines were currently, and people were chirping me about that they didn't match my podcast lines. Well, duh. Duh. I did the podcast on Friday. That tweet was on Sunday. I do it in real time. The picks were the picks. I went 3-1-1. Went 3-1-1. God, I should have went 4-1. Well, I don't know if I should have went 4-1. Texans just, you know, they went up late in that game, but then they just left too much time. And I got to give Desmond Ridder credit. Like, he was throwing dots yesterday. He was throwing dots. He looked like a quarterback yesterday for the first time ever. But I had the Texans +2. That ended up being a push. But I thought it was going to be a win just because it was like Texans went up late. And then, you know, they got to drive the length of the field. You know, not the length of the field, but they got to get in a field goal position. Desmond Ridder's at quarterback, but he played a great game. And he got them in position. And they kicked a field goal. And they won the game. They win by 2, so that was a push. My loss was the Patriots. That was a horrible pick. Bill Belichick is dead. The Patriots are dead. The Patriots are complete ass. And that's Rich coming from a Cowboys fan. I get it. But the Cowboys smashed the Patriots last week. Smashed them. And the Saints, what'd they do yesterday? The Saints smashed the Patriots, right? And the Saints and Cowboys are dog shit. They're dog shit. And they made the Patriots look so bad because the Patriots are the worst team in the league, maybe. They might be the worst team in the league. I mean, is anybody worse? I don't. Would you say the Bears are worse? I mean, the Bears, they put up some points. That Patriots team is awful. They get blown out against the Saints. I think, what was the final score on that game? I was hammered during it. Shout out my boy Brian. My gambling partner got hammered at Twin Peaks. Yeah, they got shut out 34-0. Jeez. So that was a loss. So Texans were a push. Patriots were a loss. And then my winners were Colts +1.5. Even though Anthony Richardson went down and Gardner Minshew had to come in, Colts still got it done against the Titans. Eagles cover the 4.5 against the Rams. And the Jets +1.5 at the Broncos. Nathaniel Hackett, whatever his name is. Revenge game was real. The Jets did the damn thing. Got that dub there. Shout out to the Jets because I hit an afternoon parlay of Eagles -3.5, Bengals -3, and Jets money line. And like 100 paid me like almost like 600 or something like that. And the Jets were teetering there for a minute, but they got it done. So shout out to the Jets. So I went 3-1-1. Had a great day yesterday. Hit that parlay in the afternoon. Hit some other plays. It was I had the Jags money line. Not for a whole lot, but I had them for, I think, 50. Paid me like 110 or something like that in the morning just for a little funsies, a little 8 a.m. kickoff. And, yeah. And then it all went terribly wrong when Sunday Night Football came on. Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. I mean, whatever. I've already let it go because I'm so used to it. So used to it. As a Cowboys fan, every big game you have, you're not going to win it. You're not going to win it. And there's nothing I can do about it. Because I said, you know, I'm never just going to be like, oh, they're not my team anymore. Or I'm going to watch this team. Or, I mean, the Cowboys, I've told the story before, but they are the reason that I really got into betting on the NFL because my whole day used to just be built around the Cowboys game, and it was, you know, win or lose. That was how Sunday was going, was all about the Cowboys. And as bad as yesterday and last night did suck and did hurt and was embarrassing, you know, I had a good day. Won some money. I lost a little bit with the Cowboys. Luckily, I use, you know, a local guy. And local guys put limits on bets, and so I could only get so much down on the Cowboys, thank God. Because I was up going into that game, I was up like 860. If I could have, I would have put all of it on the Cowboys. Every dollar. every dollar I would have put on the Cowboys. Luckily, my bookie, you know, he's only lets me get max 200 on a game. So, luckily, thank God for him. Shout out to him. I know he's doing it to protect his own ass, but he protected my ass on that one. So, shout out to you. Don't forget, tomorrow I will be looking for that cash out. Good week, terrible end. Everybody's killing the defense, and I get it, 42-10. Definitely the defense didn't play great. They definitely didn't. They didn't play good at all. But when you look at it, I mean, like Christian McCaffrey, you know, he had like 50 yards rushing. I mean, go look it up. He had like his longest carry was like 8 yards. They did have 170 yards on the ground total, so that's going to hurt. But, you know, we took care of McCaffrey a little bit. A little bit. I mean, go look at his numbers. Like, he carried the ball like 19 times for like 50. He averaged like 2 yards a carry. He did have a tutty. He had a couple catches for like 20 yards, but he didn't have like a crazy game. It's just when you turn the ball over 4 times, I mean, what are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? When your offense can't do shit. When you're up 21-7 at half and you know that the only touchdown they got was just lucky. It's just like this offense, they're going 3 and out. I mean, that's just what they did. You're just never in danger. Your defense is always on the field. And again, the defense did not play. I'm not saying it at all. They got fucked up. They cannot stop the run. They just can't. When I brought up like McCaffrey, I'm just saying it's not like McCaffrey like went off on us. George Kittle went off, but he only caught 3 balls. They just happened all 3 be for touchdowns. So, you know, what a game by him. But you look at, they didn't have a 100-yard rusher. They didn't have a 100-yard receiver. They were just, you know, doing what they had to do, systematically marching, typical Kyle Shanahan game. Here's what I'm trying to say. Dak Prescott's the problem, not the defense. All right? Maybe the defense isn't as elite, obviously, as people think. Okay, fair. I would argue, though, when you have an offense, you're playing the San Francisco 49ers. Do you know who they have? Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, that fucking fullbacks whose name I can't say. Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, like, shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up. And then when you have your offense going 3 and out every fucking drive or turning the ball over, what do you expect from the defense? Please tell me what the fuck you expect. Defense was the only thing that gave any positive light yesterday at all on certain moments. It was like, oh, God, wow, they, you know, they got to stop. They played decent. But over time, like, San Francisco's going to get theirs, especially when you just keep turning the fucking ball over or going 3 and out. Get the fuck out of my face with the defense talk. All of this talk should just be one person. Dak, piece of shit, Prescott. It's on him. It's on him and him alone. Fuck out of my face with the defense talk. Fuck out of my face. I was sad. I really was. I was just sad. Because I really thought the Cowboys were going to win that game. I mean, that team has beat our ass for like the past decade. I don't think we've had the lead on the 49ers in one game that we played them in the last 10 years. It's insane, dude. It's insane how bad they beat us. San Francisco's badass. Cowboys are just really bad. We play anybody that has any sort of, they're decent at all. Not even good, but just decent. They're going to beat the fuck out of us. Dak Prescott is garbage. And, you know, like, I know receivers aren't getting open and, you know, Tony Pollard's fumbling and we're just not getting, and that's not, you can't put that on Dak, but even like with quarterbacks that have it when their team isn't playing well, they might lose the game, but they figure out a way to elevate their play to get their team going, to be competitive, to try to not be an embarrassing shithole of a team. And Dak just doesn't do that. When his guys aren't getting open, like, he's not trying to do anything extra. Like, he's not trying to make a play. He's just like, he doesn't have the arm strength. Look at that Fred Warner, who fucked us up yesterday. I mean, he was beating the shit out of us. Chris Collinsworth was going on about this play where Fred Warner, you know, picked up Brandon Cooks in the slot and, you know, was on him the whole way down the field, right? Brandon Cooks was cooking Fred Warner. Fred Warner could not keep up with Brandon Cooks. And they were like, wow, look at this. It was just because Dak literally couldn't make the throw, and he threw the ball up in the air that drifted out of bounds because he doesn't have the arm strength to be able to get Brandon Cooks that ball. Brandon Cooks was wide open. That was a touchdown. That has nothing to do with Fred Warner at all. That had everything to do with Dak does not have the throws because he's not the guy. Like, he's just not. He's just not. He's going to beat up on the really bad teams, and he's going to lose to the good teams. That's what he's always done, and that's who he is. And listen to his press conference. Just listen to him talk. Like, he don't give a fuck. He don't get it. Like, some people love football, and it matters to him. Dak Prescott, it does not at all. He is probably jaded, which, you know, you got to protect yourself because the media and fans and stuff can really, they can be harsh. But I think they're just more harsh when it's just like, You're talking about a guy that you could just tell doesn't give a fuck. Doesn't give a fuck. Talking about how this was like the most humbling loss and this and that. Bro, you're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment to all of us, but you're an embarrassment to yourself. Like, you're the one that's going to go down as a fucking clown. Like, that's going to be something you have to live with. You know? No matter what you try to do in life after this. Like, Tony Romo is so reserved. The reason I love Tony so much is because you knew it mattered to Tony. Tony didn't, you know, never won us anything, didn't get us there, but it fucking mattered. And he took the losses fucking hard. And he had fire. And you could point to so many times where Romo did elevate the team and did, like, you know, play his balls off. Even in games that we lost. Years ago, you know, 2013, 14, whatever. I'll never forget the Broncos game when Peyton Manning was with the Broncos and he came into Dallas and put up a bazillion points on the Cowboys, and the Cowboys were with them step for step. Of course, they ended up losing that game like they always do, but, like, Romo wasn't going out like no bitch. Like, Dak goes out like a bitch. Like, Dak continuously gets on all fours and puts his ass in the air, and it says, have your way with me. All the time. All the time. He's like, okay, yeah, this is yours, Daddy. This is yours. Like, fucking get out of my fucking face, dude. Get him the fuck out of here. Fuck him. Fuck the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys, but fuck the Cowboys. Piece of shit. Week five going out there against... unbelievable, bro. Unbelievable that's how you show up. Especially when we were just there. We were just there a few months back in the playoffs where the defense played phenomenal and the offense couldn't get anything going. Fast forward, week five of the next year, same fucking thing. Same thing. Because Dak Prescott sucks ass. He sucks ass. He doesn't make it happen. He can't make it happen. He can't put the ball into tight windows because he doesn't have the arm. He's fucking trash, bro. He's not a threat ever. Ever. They're like, oh shit, Dak's got the ball. It's like, oh yeah, Dak's got the ball. They're losing. Only games we've won this year are just because, you know, the defense showed out. Like, outside of that, if it's up to the offense, we'd be 0-5. Whatever. But it is what it is. Hand up. Like, I really thought, you know, I was like, God, you know. I thought that defense would play better than they did. Defense was, it's not that they, again, bringing up, you know, Christian McCaffrey and all that. Like, I'm not saying that the defense played great. They didn't. I just don't. It's hard. Four turnovers. You know, they're on the field all the time. Your offense is going three and out. You got to play a good offense. You got to play a great offense. Look at all the fucking pieces they had. I've been saying this about San Francisco, you know, after the first couple weeks when you go down their roster and you look at that team. Like, that team is stacked. That team is stacked. They're good. Like, they're going to score points for sure. But when you have your offense going three and out, and they're putting you right back on the field with them, like, fuck, dude. Fuck. And if the offense just does their job and keeps us in the game, the defense builds momentum off that. Defense, it will feast if your offense is just giving you something. When your offense is giving you nothing, it takes the wind out of the sail for the whole team. Obviously. When you're going three, I mean, Cowboys didn't have a first down till the second quarter. Insane. Insane. Insane how bad they are. Insane how bad Dak Prescott is. And I would love for his agent to, like, be like, okay, yeah, we're trying to get a new deal. Yeah, good luck, bud. Good luck. Have a good one. I'll never stop. No matter what happens, they re-sign him, whatever. Like, I'm stuck with the Cowboys. I'm stuck with them. Like, I'm not going to be one of you weird dudes out there that, like, switches teams and stuff. That's weird behavior. I'm not going to have a second team. I'm just, the reason I started gambling was because the Cowboys fucking sucked. And I wanted to enjoy NFL football and be able to watch all the teams and have a reason to watch them and root for them. And that was because of money. So Cowboys got me into gambling. Thank you very much. It is the one enjoyment I have on NFL Sundays because it ain't the fucking Cowboys. Ain't the Cowboys. Whatever. That's all I got. Packers plus 2.5. Actually, rate. I'm trying to pick a Monday night game. I'm going to go Raiders. Raiders minus 2.5. That's, yeah. I feel like everybody's on the Packers. Jimmy G's back tonight. Raiders are at home. 2.5-point favorites. I like them. I know they're 1-3. Packers are only 2-2. All right. Nothing crazy over there. Let me get Raiders. Raiders minus 2.5. I went 3-1-1 last week. That brings my overall record to 10-14-1. I've already lost track of what my Monday night record is. Who cares? But I'm 10-14-1 on the year with my 5 picks. 3-1-1 last week. First winning week of the year. Hopefully I can build on that for week 6. I'll be back Friday with week 6 pick show. Have a good week or whatever. I don't give a fuck.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.